about your giant size appetite?
That is my toy.
Hey, Pete, you watching football?
How y'all feeling today?
Welcome to another edition of Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. I'm Bob Popper from the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. Coming up on this week's show, we'll take a look at the history of the Giants' offensive line. But to get things started, it's our legacy interview with linebacker Antonio Pierce as we took our cameras to the West Coast. Antonio Pierce, Giants linebacker, leader, and winner.
The New York Giants are the Super Bowl 42 champions.
World champions, baby. Write that down.
But who says you can never go home?
Well, I always knew I would coach in some capacity. You retire at 31 years old, you're young, you had a good career, you kind of spend time with your family. But then, what's in my blood? What do I bleed every day? And that's football.
Hey, CJ, hit that for me.
I mean, I think everybody knows that's followed my career, especially in New York, student of the game, right? Love to watch film, love to talk football. Two things we'll always do here is we're going to finish every play and we're going to run to the ball, all right? Put it on showcase tomorrow, do exactly that. But the good thing about me, especially from my background in pros, four head coaches, six D coordinators, about six or seven D linebacker coaches. So I've been taught well enough by different people that I pulled a little bit of everything.
Biggie, Biggie, we're in zone coverage. You got to stay home.
I just love his energy, what he brings to the school. I think everyone's kind of excited. There's a big buzz around the program, alumni. It's just, you know, it's a refreshing, you know, we call it the kind of a rebirth, getting back everybody back involved into the program.
All you want to do is slow him down and slow him down. That's all you want.
He's done a great job, just no nonsense. Do what you're supposed to do, we have no problems. And that's how he is. Handle your grades, handle your work in the classroom, first and foremost. And everything else will fall into play, and that's what he's doing.
Game time.
Yeah, well, my second oldest son plays on the team, DeAndre Pierce. He'll be a junior this year.
Honestly, at first, I hated it. Like, I did not want him to come coach me. I thought it was going to be, like, the worst thing ever. Like, I was just going to get yelled at, and it was just wasn't going to be, like, a fun high school experience. But, I mean, ever since he's been here, like, he's really brought, like, a new, like, kind of feel, like, to Long Beach Poly, and it's actually really been a lot of fun.
Snoop Dogg, a Polytechnic alum and close friend of Pierce, comes to practices and games to show support.
What up, Big Apple?
What's up, man? I appreciate you, man. Thank you for coming out, man.
It's a beautiful treat to get that spirit back. Looking in the crowd, just this feeling was not here. It was gone, but now it's back.
All right, look, hey, real quick, guys. I don't want to be brief. We'll talk about everything Monday. Hey, but coaches, clap it up for him. Have a job today, right? Have a job.
Antonio played only one way, all out. And when the end came, it was hard to take.
That was the biggest shock to me at all, to walk in that doctor's office, to get a routine MRI, to be told your career's done. I think if there's any sense of remorse, it is that. You know, I didn't finish the way I wanted to. I wanted at least to say, okay, that's it, guys. I did my 12, 13 years, and that's it. No, I did nine, and I'm proud of every moment of it and every minute of it. But, you know, it's still that one. Just, God, you wish you had it back. Huh? I never thought I'd be back in high school. No, I thought when I left in 1996, that was it. I remember throwing my cap and, yeah, I'm like, I'm done. I'm never coming back. Now I'm walking hallways again. Telling kids to go back to class. Who would have thought? When you look at a school that's produced the most National Football League players, over 60, this is a school with 5,000 students. Sometimes I just walk around campus, I'm trying to pull kids. Hey, what are you doing? You need to be on the football field. Like that, like that's one of my youngsters right there. I ain't seen you at 3 o'clock. We need some linemen, man. I need some tight ends. What'd you play, what position here? Tight end, tackle, tight. All right. So this is my next project right here. You know, this is a school who's won 19 CIF titles, countless guys in the college and in the pros. And you came in and you thought it would have been like state-of-the-art facilities.
Yeah, lights don't even work.
And it was not. It was pretty much like a dungeon. But there ain't nothing wrong with being in a dungeon. I like the dungeon life a little bit. It makes you work harder because you want new stuff and better stuff. That's the opportunity that's here for these kids. And if you can just give them a little bit of guidance, a little bit of knowledge, and then they know that, hey, here's a guy who's walked in the same streets as me, who has the same goals that I want to get to. I think it's a no-brainer.
Hey, man, the best thing about football, especially when you get to Halloween, and y'all know that, is that that's when the real football season kicks in. You got to believe in team first, besides I and me, over anything else. It's a great opportunity, man, to go out there and play football. Whip, 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 whip. Good job, good job, good job.
And one thing I know is you can't win a championship if not everybody's buying in together.
Hey, Woods, Woods, play one first. Got it. There go pick. You better not get caught. Good job, good job, boy.
That's what we're trying to build here, man. Just one big family, one family environment, one united team, and let's see where it goes.
Sorry, have a good one. All right, coach, good job, man. See you in a couple weeks. Yes, sir.
Antonio Pierce has a lot of irons in the fire. Successful businessman, broadcaster, and youth football coach. When we come back, we'll tell you about the guys he'd love to terrorize, offensive linemen, as we continue with Giants Access Blue after this. We're back here on Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. The Giants have a rich history of running the football. You can't get that done without having some great offensive lines. Here's a look at the history of the Giants' offensive linemen.
In 2004, the Giants looked to bolster an offensive line that could protect the new face of their franchise, young quarterback Eli Manning, the first overall pick in the NFL draft. So in the second round, Big Blue selected guard Chris Snee out of Boston College.
He came in with really a maturity that a lot of offensive linemen don't really have. I mean, he came in, you know, ready to work, ready to play. He and Ron Stone are probably the better O-linemen probably in the last 20 years to play for the Giants.
He's been a great friend of mine. We were roommates our first year. We've been through a lot together. He's a warrior and have great confidence when he's out there on the field with you that he's going to be competing and he's going to be doing a great job.
New York would also sign free agent center Sean O'Hara to anchor the offensive line. And with the arrival of guard David Deal just a year earlier in 2003, it was clear that the front office was crafting a solidified front.
David Deal, you know, Mr. Everything. He's a guy that could play all positions, and he's a guy that you really needed.
In 2005, the team would pick up free agent tackle Kareem McKenzie from the Jets. And with guard Rich Seibert valiantly returning from a broken leg, the Giants would have their core in place for years to come.
Every time they score, we score.
Richie, Snead, you know, Sean, McKenzie, Deal. I mean, those guys played well together more than probably any group I've seen, you know, in the last decade. Snead was a Pro Bowler. I mean, he was solid. O'Hara was a Pro Bowler. But they became Pro Bowlers organically as a result of how well they played together. And when Eli started having success as a young player, as a running game improved with Brandon Jacobs, you know, busting through holes, it was because of that group that really played together as a tight fist of five guys that were all on the same accord.
You are the heart of the offense, okay? Whatever happens, you got to keep the heart pumping now. You got it? You got to keep it pumping.
Let's go.
Those five guys, I can't say enough about them, you know. Those guys were special. They knew each other's strengths. They knew each other's weaknesses. And we had guys on that offensive line that held each other accountable. And they put it on the line every week. Banged up, hurt. We had holes out there the size of Texas.
Hand off Jacobs. He runs right, follows his blockers to the goal line. Touchdown, Giants.
With the Big Blue line clearing a path in 2007, Jacobs and the Giants would go on the road and bulldoze their way through the playoffs.
Let's go. One time. We get the ball back. One drive, field goal. We win this.
All right, here goes Tynes again from 47 yards. To kick the Giants to the Super Bowl. Snap is good. Kick on its way. End over end. Does it have the distance? It is
good.
And the New York Giants are going to Super Bowl 42. In overtime, they beat the Packers.
At Super Bowl 42 in Phoenix, trailing the undefeated New England Patriots late in the game, the underdog Giants and their offensive line would need to make one final drive.
You gotta believe.
Manning calling signals, takes the snap, looks left, lobs it left, first is wide open, touchdown Giants! In the left corner of the end! end zone.
Touchdown.
And that is it. The New York Giants have knocked off the New England Patriots 17-14. And the Giants, with the most improbable win in recent memory, have won Super Bowl 42.
Read all about it, baby. Big Blue.
For me, it's all about the journey, you know, that memorable playoff run and, you know, the feeling that you have during those runs where you know it's a special group, and that line we had was so great, and, you know, we loved one another, and, you know, we just took a lot of pride in what we did.
This legendary line would stay together for three more years, but following the 2010 season, Sean O'Hara and Richie Seibert's playing careers would come to an end. Will Beatty and the multifaceted Kevin Booth would step in 2011, and the Giants signed free agent center David Boss. And with their core of Snead, Deal, and McKenzie still intact, the Giants would once again reach the NFL mountaintop at Super Bowl 46 in Indianapolis.
Brady's back. Brady's under pressure. Brady's chased. Brady heaves one down the middle of the field into the end zone. A jump ball, and it's incomplete, and the ball game's over, and the Giants have won Super Bowl 46.
Still Will, the heart of the champion.
Following the 2013 season, the Big Blue faithful would see an era come to an end with the retirement of David Deal and Chris Snead.
To be a member of this organization for 11 years, the organization that drafted me here in 2003 and believed in me, to now walking away and retiring an 11-year vet, two-time Super Bowl champ, there's no doubt in my mind that once you're a Giant, you're always a Giant.
That's a look at the history of the Giants' offensive line. Now time for Giants trivia. So we hand it over to Josh Brown.
Who holds the Giant record for the most points scored during their career? Pete Gogolak holds the Giants record for the most points scored in their career with 646.
Thanks to Josh Brown for handling Giants trivia. We welcome you back to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. We like to play this little game during the season. How well do you know your teammate? This week, the focus, Jameel McClain.
All right, that's right, folks. It is time for another edition of How Well Do You Know with this linebacker right here, Jameel McClain. How well do you think your teammates know you, man?
Man, I'm a difficult guy, so let's see.
All right, let's find out. Does McClain have a middle name? If so, what is it?
I don't know what his middle name is, but it has to be.
He looks like a Jameel Arthur McClain. That's my guess. I'm not sure.
LaShawn, does that surprise you?
LaShawn, no.
What's his nickname?
Meal. We call him Jameel.
If you ask any of the linebackers, tell them we'll call him Smash.
That's not one that he gave us.
Then add it to the list.
What's your nickname?
Mac, Ski, J-Mac. My friends call me Milski.
All the above?
Nicknames, all of the above. So they can't be wrong, I'm telling you.
He has several nicknames. Do you know one of them?
J-Mac.
Yeah, you actually were the first one to get that. Where was he born?
Philly.
What part of Philly?
South Philly, East Philly, West Philly, North Philly.
He finally got it.
Philly's not that big, man.
Who was your favorite football player growing up?
My favorite football player, Jeremiah Trotter.
I would say, like, Jeremiah Trotter.
Yes.
All right.
How many siblings does he have?
I believe does he have a sister?
He has one sister, and how many brothers?
I'm going to throw it out. I'm going to say two brothers.
Who's... Six.
Yes. Knowing him as well as you do, where do you think he falls?
He's one of the youngest. He's the youngest? Yeah. You could tell he's one of the youngest.
I am the youngest of all of them.
You're the baby.
Baby, I got the most charisma, the best looks, the best talent. I got everything.
Favorite food?
He's from Philly. If he doesn't like Philly cheesesteaks, I don't know what's wrong with him.
That is correct.
That's so cliche. He said cheesesteak for his favorite food? Come on.
What other sport does he excel at?
I'm going to guess he was probably a basketball player in his former days.
No, can you believe he's a boxer?
Boxer?
Yeah.
I'm not getting in a fight with him anytime soon.
Is he a golfer? He's not a golfer.
You do not know your teammate at all.
What you guys don't understand is this guy is so unpredictable that you have no idea what can happen.
He's a boxer?
You didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
If there was one boxer ever in the history of boxing that you could go up against, who would it be?
Mike Tyson in his prime.
Probably Ali.
Money Mayweather, I'm guessing.
No.
I hope he doesn't say Mike Tyson.
That's exactly who he said.
See, that's too much confidence right there.
Always a lot of fun in the locker room as teammates get to find out about each other. Now it's time for this week's edition of Sideline Jam. This week's look at the Giants in the community is brought to you by Verizon. We're back here on Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. The Giants like to do a lot of things within the community, including the hometown huddle.
Good morning. I want to thank everyone coming out for the 16th annual hometown huddle.
Get ready for some paint action.
You gotta get serious about your craft, man. It's just not stroking paint on here. This is an art firm.
We are here painting. We're here with Hometown Huddle, United Way, and we're getting the opportunity to change the environment for the kids.
How are we doing, guys? Everybody doing all right?
Everybody figure this out?
Schools here need tremendous support, not only in terms of volunteerism, but also in terms of supplies and assets and all those things that would help better opportunities for the students that attend these schools.
All right, we need to get some more paint.
Professional athletes are role models, and our kids look up to them. So this is an opportunity for our kids to learn that charity is the best way to give back in a meaningful way to our school and community.
Now, the key to this is you have to take the time.
They're dedicating their time to come out here and interact with the students, let them know that they're on the radar. And that's half the battle, is just letting these students know that people are aware that they need resources, they need help, they need volunteers, and all the things that would better their school.
Your hat now.
You're welcome.
That's what we're doing, man. We're just trying to create change. This is a chance to be able to give kids an opportunity to dream bigger and give them the surrounding and the pictures so they can enjoy everything. So we're painting, we're enjoying games with them.
Okay, I like it. Jump, Louis. Now, what's your dance gonna be? Show me your dance. Break it down. Come on, bring it on back.
If you have a good surrounding to look at, you know, sometimes it motivates you a little more, you know, and these blue walls will give kids a little more oomph to going out and playing. And, you know, obviously the biggest thing is getting kids active.
Good job, Nate. Good job. Happy to go, man.
I'm on point right now.
Double Dutch champ, man. Double Dutch champ. You know what I'm saying? That's what he do.
1994, baby. Double Dutch champ. Don't worry about it.
we had a blast out here. It was a lot of fun to come out and give back to this community and these kids. It was a good time.
That's the Giants rocking and rolling in the hometown huddle. Now it's time for this week's edition of Papa's Perspective, brought to you by United Airlines, the official airline of the New York Giants. Well, all is quiet on the surface. You know, most of the free agency business is done, and now the team continues to work toward the 2015 NFL draft. But there was a veteran combine earlier in the week where scouts had a chance to go look at some guys that had played in the league and find out if they still had anything left. Now, most of the guys aren't going to get signed, and it was really a kind of kicking your tires. But when I was talking to an NFL personnel man, one of the things he said to me that's important is you just kind of keep a file. You never know when you get to training camp and you might need a body, or maybe you get into the regular season and you get some injuries and you have to add someone to the practice squad. Maybe there's a guy that you haven't seen perform in the NFL for a year or two, but you had a chance to update his resume, find out if he's in shape, find out if he can still run, find out what kind of condition he's in. So all of these things continue to work throughout the offseason in preparation for the 2015 season. And that's my perspective. Make sure you join us each and every Saturday night here on My Nine for Giants Access Blue. Follow the Giants on Facebook.com/New York Giants, at Giants.com, and on Twitter at Giants. For our entire crew, I'm Bob Popple. We'll see you next Saturday night for another edition of Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota.
This week's Papa's Perspective was brought to you by United Airlines, the official airline of the New York Giants. Giants Access Blue is brought to you in part by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New York Giants. MetLife, get a free quote and apply online in less than 10 minutes. Visit MetLife.com/life today.